It's important today that we come together, but it's also important today that people go away. One of the criticisms that's been levelled of people who are supporting Corbyn and have joined the party is that they're not coming to meetings. I think that criticism is not genuine, actually, because when they do go, they face obstacles. It's important that we unite together. The party is something which can be a means of transforming this country, but it requires us to be in the room, it requires us to be there. The start has been made on that. In the May elections, contrary to Corbyn critics, you would think Labour lost the May elections. Labour was 1 point ahead of the Tories in the May elections. The Tories lost about 7% and Labour gained 3%. In Sheffield, there was a swing to Labour of 6% in the Sheffield Brightside by-election. If you read the media, you would think that Labour had had no shift in the vote at all. I want to introduce now one of the campaigners from Momentum, Malwina Modric, who's a student activist. She's also the treasurer of Sheffield Momentum and has been a big campaigner for the Labour Party in this city over the last few months. Malwina.
Thank you, Paul. Everyone. I am ever so happy to see so many of us here today. It is absolutely fantabulous, especially considering the weather. Now, we have made the Labour Party the biggest left-wing party in Europe. That is amazing. Thank you ever so much, everyone. So my task here today is threefold. First of all, I will talk to you a bit about my experience as, you know, of Labour and Momentum and Jeremy Corbyn. And if you don't listen at that bit, you know, I won't blame you, it's all right. But I will move on to something very important later on, which is the challenges that we are facing and the way in which we can tackle them. So I'll start with the first one. And the first one begins like this, that I wasn't really a political person, you know, around the general election last year. I mean, I watched it, you know, I stayed up all night watching the results unravel in every constituency, but the result didn't really push me to join any political party because I just didn't think that there was anything out there for me. So, you know, but I remember waking up one July morning and just, you know, and then walking on the street and, you know, there were so many businesses boarded up and there were, you know, more homeless people than I have, you know, seen before on the street. And there were, you know, people in the shop counting pennies to make sure that, you know, they've got enough. And it upset me and it made me sad, but it made me want to do something. It made me want to, you know, get involved and take responsibility for the decisions that are made around us every day, for the decisions that affect our lives and the decisions that affect the lives of the people that we live, you know, we live with in this society. And but obviously I didn't know how to go about that as well, not being a political person. So I spoke to a friend of mine and he asked me what my views were. Now, you know, I didn't really have many coherent views. I thought, you know, I like equality and I believe that people should be treated fairly. And, you know, I hate it when people get bullied for the way they look, the language they speak or whom they love. And, you know, I don't like going to pointless wars. And, you know, I want to see, you know, anti-austerity measures implemented and free education and all that, everything that we support now, I want to see. And he said that I should give a look to the Labour Party, that I shouldn't look at anything else other than its aims and values. And I'll just tell you what I found. The Labour Party is a democratic socialist party. It believes that by the strength of our common endeavour, we achieve more than we achieve alone, so as to create for each of us the means to realise our true potential, and for all of us, a community in which power, wealth and opportunity are in the hands of the many, not the few, where the rights we enjoy reflect the duties we owe, and where we live together, freely, in a spirit of solidarity, tolerance and respect. And that was sold me. I mean, how could you not be sold on that? That is amazing. Unity, solidarity, you know, togetherness, tolerance and respect. How can you not like that? So I decided to join the party. And when I opened the Labour website to actually join, it turns out that there was a leadership contest going on. And I was like, wow, you know, I can actually have a say in this. So, you know, I read the statements of the candidates. And at the time, there were four candidates. And the statements of three of them were essentially, you know, very similar. But there was one statement, and they didn't engage me, but there was one statement that, you know, that moved me so much that I decided to join that leadership, that candidate's leadership campaign. And that candidate was Jeremy Corbyn. And last year, you know, we had the rally when he came to Sheffield. And from that blossomed momentum. Momentum blossomed from the leadership campaign of Jeremy Corbyn. And but in that year, I was also active in the Labour Party. I was attending branch meetings and constituency meetings. I joined Young Labour and Labour Students. But a picture arose, and it was quite sad. It showed that in order for the Labour Party to reflect what it says on the back of our membership cards, the structures of the Labour Party require thorough reform. And that is essentially what Momentum is aspiring to do. We're aspiring to ensure that the party reflects the values that we all share as Labour members. The values of solidarity, tolerance, respect, democracy, socialism, anti-austerity, all the things that we all as Labour members should value. So that's when, you know, that's what Momentum does. So that's 1.5 bit done. Now about the challenges that we are facing. So naturally, if the right-wing MPs decide to finally propose a challenger, we might be facing a leadership election. They might do it sometime. But we are not sure about that. But if the election comes on, we will be ready. Look at us here today. There is hundreds of us here today, and we will be ready for that leadership election, and we will win it. Yay! There is something that we know will be happening for sure, and it will be happening on Monday the 11th, just this Monday coming, and that is the National Executive Committee of the Labour Party, and that is the elections for that NEC committee. And what we need to do is we need to vote in those elections. Now I will tell you a little bit about them, I will tell you a little bit about the NEC and what it does, and the candidates that we need to support in order to uphold the values that we all believe in. And it's crucial that we vote, and you can vote online, and you can vote in paper. And all right, so I'll start. So essentially, the NEC, the National Executive Committee, is a body in the party responsible for making essentially all the decisions in between elections. And I know it might not sound captivating, but they are crucial to our success in the Labour Party. They are crucial to the success of this movement. And that is because if there is a challenge as to whom can appear on the ballot, the NEC will have the final say. And if there comes a need for us to make structural reforms in the party, it's the NEC that will vote on that. The people, the candidates in the NEC election who support Jeremy Corbyn, support the movement and support democracy, are known as the Centre-Left Grassroots Alliance. There are 6 of them, and they are amazing people who, like us, believe in the same things and want the party to be what it says at the back of the membership card. I will read out their names, but do not worry if you do not catch them. The most important thing is that you join our mailing list at momentumsheffield@gmail.com, which is on the banner, which you can see, but also will be on the leaflets. And we will send you loads of information about the NEC so that you can vote and exercise your democratic right on Monday. So I'll just read you out the names now. So it's Ria Wolfson, Darren Williams, Anne Black, Christine Shawcroft, Claudia Webb, and Peter Wilsman. It's crucial that we vote. It is absolutely crucial. And I am so happy to see so many of you here today, because it means that all of you who are members of the Labour Party, can vote. So, sorry for going on for so long. I know it's been, hard to handle. And thank you for coming in the rain. And yeah, have a lovely time. Enjoy all the other speakers. And thank you very much.
Thank you, Marwina. It is important to emphasise that today is not the end of the matter. It is important that people go to their branch meetings, go to their constituency meetings, encourage others to go.